LFU, how is it going? Welcome back to Lads Pre-Match Pod, the correct way to start your match day. Either if you're on the train, driving, on the coach, or even if you're sat at home, we have all the pre-match conversation that you, the LFU, needs to get ready for those dreaded 90 minutes of Leeds United football. And do you know what? It's been a good week so far for Leeds. Transfer deadline day to talk about, that game against Brentford, which we're going to talk about right now. It's been a good start to the season for once. So, let's talk about Brentford. A great result against a really solid team, in my opinion. I got the score prediction right. I said it was going to be 1-1, and that I'd be extremely happy with that result against Brentford, and we got it. So, I'm quite happy with that result. You might think a little bit different, LFU, but let's see what I had to say after the game. Leeds United 1, Brentford 1. A good result, you know. I think getting a draw from that game against opposition like Brentford is a fantastic result from us. Now, I do have a little bit of a bone to pick. I think in the first half, we were extremely poor. Now, don't get me wrong, I know Brentford are a very good side, but that first half performance was just so, so poor. We just didn't look like creating anything. It was kind of concerning. And in the second half, we kind of got a little bit better. The atmosphere started building again. Brentford were put on the back foot. They made a couple errors, but I don't think it was anything too amazing, because our only big chance outside of Calvert-Lewin's goal was that James Justin strike that got tipped wide of the post. And that was about it, really. But look, benefit of the doubt, Brentford are a very good side. They're going to do extremely well in the Premier League this season. So I can kind of forgive the boys for, you know, getting outperformed. But still, it would have been nice to have seen us maybe give it a bit more of a go. But let's hope against on Saturday against Brighton, we can just do that. Come on, Leeds.
Yeah, it was one of those games. I think in the first half, like I said, extremely poor. We just didn't look like creating anything whatsoever. There was no real excitement in the game. The only person offering stuff going forwards for us was Noah Okafor. But even then, that wasn't to a high standard. And in the second half, a little bit better. But, you know, it was an all right game. I think we did very well to get a point, and I'm extremely happy with the point as well, but I would have just liked to have seen us give a little bit more in that game, you know, be a bit more expansive, be, you know, a bit more exciting going forwards. But of course, if we did that, it might have meant Brentford would have taken advantage of us, and I feel like they probably would have. They had a very good setup. They have a very nice team, Brentford. They're always going to be difficult to beat, regardless if we're home or away. But a 1-1 result, you just can't really complain about it, can you? Right then, LFU, it's time to do this. It's Merv Awards time. This is where I go and rate every single player that played in Leeds United's most recent game out of 10. And then at the end of the season, we're going to add up all the scores and see who is the Merv Award winner for the 26-27 season. So let's get stuck straight into it. We're going to start with James Trafford in goal. Another solid game from him, in my opinion, in regards with the Brentford goal. There was nothing he could have done. Let's be real here. I didn't know how good of a finish it was. I thought Sharder hit it with his left foot and it curled into the far corner. He didn't. He flicked it with the outside of his boot, looped in. Trafford can't really do anything about that. Apart from that, some decent saves, some good play from him. Trafford gets a 7. He's had a fantastic start to the season. Then moving on to the back line, James Justin and Bogle have both gotten 4s. They really struggled in that game, in my opinion. I think the Brentford wingers just had them on absolute toast, you know, had them on the back foot all the time. They were just cooking them constantly. So it was a very poor game from them. Going forwards, it didn't really do much. Justin had that one shot, and that was about it. Bogle just didn't seem to do anything as well. They both get given 4s. Rodon and Biol, they both get 5s. Rodon, of course, he got taken off, so we couldn't really do much about that. We'll talk about his injury later on as well. And Biol also got a 5 as well, just because nothing really came from him. I didn't think he had an amazing game. I don't think he had an extremely poor game. He did just right. And then Mimerovic, he gets a 7, the star performer in the back line. A really solid game from him, even though the back line obviously did concede. It's what we've seen from Mimerovic from pre-season and the first two, well, now three games of the season. He's just a calm, composed man. He knows how to tackle. He can play with the ball really, really well. He's looking like a great signing, so he gets a 7. Ampadu, 5. I don't think he had any real effects on the game. You know, we hold Ampadu to this high standard, and I don't believe he reached that. So we can see more from Ampadu. Wasn't his greatest game. 5. Anton Stach, he gets a 3. Such a poor game from him. Everything he touched just seemed to bounce off him. He couldn't get his foot on the ball. Creatively, he just wasn't there whatsoever. An extremely poor game from him. He gets a 3. Brendan Aaronson also joins him with a 3 as well. Just, again, it was the exact same game as Stach. Nothing going forwards. On the ball, he just didn't look great. Didn't create anything. It was a poor game from Brendan. He gets a 3. Noah Okafor, he comes in with a 6. I think our only bright spark in that first half. Did well in the second half as well. It's as simple as we need to play Okafor. He's one of our best players going forwards. He has to start every game because he has that moment of magic in him. Then Dominic Calvert-Lewin, he comes in with a 5. Yes, he scored the goal. But apart from that, you wouldn't have thought he was playing in that first half. Genuinely, that's how poor the team was. It's how poor he was. In that first half, he was non-existent. Second half, came back into life a little bit, obviously got the goal, but just didn't do anything too amazing. And then we'll move on to the subs. Harry Wilson gets a 4. It just wasn't a good performance from him. He just didn't do a lot. He didn't do anything good as well. So it was a poor start from Harry Wilson when he came on. And I think he has a lot more to prove as the season goes on, but he will improve. He gets a 4. Dan James, he gets a 6. When he came on, we did look better. And of course, I'm not the biggest fan of Dan James. I believe we probably should have got rid of him in the summer, if I remember correctly, on the Keep Loan and the Sell podcast. But he did well, of course, did a lot for our goal. He was running down that right-hand side. But again, with him, it's just his final product. Some of the shots he was taking, you just sat there thinking, what is he doing? But he gets a 6. Good game from James. Nemecha, 5, of course, set up the DCL goal. But apart from that, just didn't do anything. Lost the ball quite a few times. Just a standard Nemecha performance, really. And then Elvedi, he gets a 6. I thought he played quite well. We probably could have seen a bit more from him, but he came on in place of Rodon. He looked good. He has a weird style of play. Like, he's not crazy. He's very calm, but he always just seems to be in the right position. He has great positioning, and that's what I really like about Elvedi. I think he could be a very good signing for us. He gets a 6, and Tanaka gets a 5. Again, one of those players that just came on and didn't do too much. So they're your Merv Award rankings. Let's talk about the transfer window. So, deadline day. It was exciting, wasn't it? Nonto has left Leeds United now, going out on loan to Fiorentina. Probably a good move for him. Of course, we've brought someone else in to replace him, but I'm sad to see Nonto go. I think he was very hard done by in the seasons he has been here. Of course, that first season he did very well, but as soon as Daniel Farke came in charge, he was just subtly phased out the squad, which was disappointing to see, but I can see why he's gone. I'm okay with it. Incomings-wise, it's been a good transfer window for us. So we got Bahoya, now we got Bar, Trafford, Mumerovic, Elvedi, and Harry Wilson, of course. Did we miss out on anything? In my opinion, yes. We should have got a number 9. I think that would have perfected our transfer window, is just getting in another striker. But overall, I'm happy with the summer signings we've got. It's been a good transfer window for us. So I'm going to go through and rate each signing out of 10. So James Trafford, for me, it's a 10 out of 10 signing. He's been absolutely perfect for us. Touch wood recently. He's been fantastic. He's just what we needed. We need to sort out our goalkeeping department. We haven't had a good goalkeeper in ages, and Trafford's seriously looking like that. And he's going to be a future England number one as well. So a fantastic signing with James Trafford. Harry Wilson, I've given a 9 out of 10, of course. He probably hasn't had the start to the season he would have liked, but there is a player in there. We've got him on a free as well. This guy tore it up for Fulham last year. He will become a good player. He has to. Mimerovic, a 9 out of 10 for him. Again, one of those players I think, as the season goes on, we'll see him become even better and better. What we've got from him right now, he's been fantastic. Absolutely loving him at the minute. Elvedi, 6 out of 10. Every time he's played, he looks pretty decent. I think we can see a bit more from him now that Joe Rodon is injured. But 6 out of 10, sensible signing. Good backup, just what we needed. Bard, he also gets a 6 out of 10. It's a nice backup left-back signing. I just don't know enough about him from his time at Nice. Hopefully, it looks like a sensible signing. I know on FIFA, he is a good player to sign as well. So hopefully, that stays correct. And Bahoya, I've also given a 6 out of 10. We've signed the quickest player in Bundesliga history. This guy looks rapid. Technically, he looks good. His output for numbers-wise just doesn't look too amazing, but again, this is a young lad. This is someone we're going to develop. Hopefully, he'll be competing to start on the wings for Leeds United as the season develops as well. I'm excited about this signing, alone with an option to buy as well, and it's only around £20 million, so it's not too expensive. I'm excited to see him. 6 out of 10 signing, a solid deadline day signing. It's an 8 out of 10 window for me. That's what I'm ranking it as. How to get it up to a 10? Probably just sign a 9. If we sign a top quality striker, it's a 10 out of 10 window. Of course, we missed out on that. Daniel Farke did say he wanted to add a little bit more to the attack. But I feel like we're going to wait until January. I still think there's money still yet to come. Like Bard and Bahoya were loan signings, but I think that's just what happens on deadline day. You just get loan signings and you're going to end up buying them next summer anyway. But in January, I feel like we could find a striker, fingers crossed. So there we go, Leeds United fans. We've talked about last week. We've talked about the transfers that happened on deadline day and everything that's happened in the summer transfer window. Let's talk about today's game, which of course is Brighton away. Let's get stuck into Farke's press conference. So what do we know from it? We had some bad news to start out. Rodon is out for 8 to 10 weeks, so essentially until December. It's going to be a tough one. That Joe Rodon is such a staple in this Leeds United sign, but I believe we have the defence to make up for that. So I am upset with it because Joe Rodon is fantastic, but we have the cover for it, so we should be fine. Goodmanson also doesn't sound fully fit. I think Daniel Farke's probably going to give him one more week or maybe wait until after the international break to play him, because this is a player who played in the World Cup, apparently had a bit of an injury during pre-season as well, and of course he's got this one now, so I don't think we'll see Goodmanson for another few weeks. Daniel Farke said he's happy with the squad, said he wanted to sign another attacker, but he didn't get that, but he's happy with the players he's got, so that's always nice to hear. So not too much to take from the press conference, just injuries. So let's talk about the starting 11 from what we know from the press conference. Starting in goal, of course, is James Trafford. Who else is it going to be? And then Justin, Mumerovic, Biel, Elvedi and Bogle making up the back line. Goodmanson doesn't seem to be coming back yet, and I think Elvedi is just a straight swap at centre-back for Rodon. Then midfield, Ampadu and Stack, of course, with Wilson, DCL and Okafor making up the front three. The team selects itself. When Goodmanson comes back, he's going to take up that left-back role once again. But that's our strongest team at the minute. I think that works. It'll be nice to see Bahoya and Bard possibly get some minutes in this game as well if we're doing decent, even to make a change, because Bahoya is rapid. Let's just bring him on. But yes, that's the starting 11 I'd go for. Trafford, Justin, Mimerovic, Biel, Elvedi, Bogle, Ampadu, Stack, Wilson, DCL and Okafor. Let's talk about what score I think it's going to be. So Brighton. Oh, how Leeds United love Brighton. We've never won at the Amex. Let's just get that straight. We've played, I think it's about 9 or 10 games there and we haven't won a single one. I think we've drawn like 3. So this is a tough game. Brighton always is going to be a hard game. They're a tough team to beat. It's just, you know, do I see us getting 3 points out of this? We could. We very easily could. I think we've got a good team. Brighton's team, I think, isn't as good as it was. That's probably famous last words, and we're going to go get spanked by them. But I feel like we can do something. But away at Brighton just does something to me, and I don't like it. So I'm going to say Leeds United 1, Brighton 1. I think it's going to be exact same as Brentford. I feel like it could play out that way as well, where we get battered and somehow we just come up with a goal in the second half out of nowhere and level it. It's going to be a really tough game. Brighton away, even though it's not an intimidating ground, they just always have us for some reason. It was like Brentford back in the day. They always just beat us. Brighton, they always do well against us. But a 1-1 draw, and I'd be buzzing with that. That'd be a great start to the season. Drawing against Brentford and Brighton, showing we're on the same level as them. Picking up 3 points against Nottingham Forest as well. I'd be happy with that start, LFU. I really, really would be. So, you've heard enough about me talking about what my thoughts on today's game against Brighton. But let's see what Dad has to say with the wiser view.
I really hate saying this, but I think if we get a draw, we've done really well at this place, right? I want to be more positive. There wasn't much at all in that Brentford game that excited me in the first half. Obviously, it was great to see we can do better than we did in the first half, because there was a point in me where I was just thinking against Brentford, oh man, these lot are good. They're just a level above. We're so much quicker and sharper. Much more creative. And then we did give him a game in the second half, and that does give me hope. But I think this Brighton team are better than Brentford, even though they have been gutted. So I don't know, maybe there's a chance. I've seen everywhere the prediction shows and all the kind of football podcasts going to batter us. They reckon Brighton are going to be 3-1. Oh, no, actually, it'll be 4-1. People choosing really high scores. I hope it isn't that. And I'm hoping that we get a great result down there. And a great result for me is a draw. So I'm going to go 2-2. And I think our new signings will come on and get us all excited. Got a feeling those two boys might see some action. Although I haven't seen the press conference, and you're probably going to tell me I'm completely wrong now. But yeah, 2-2 I'm going to go for.
Well, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong at all, Dad, because nothing was really said about them in the press conference. But a 2-2 draw would be great. Like I said, my prediction was 1-1. If we come away with a point, it's a good game. We just need to somewhat match that performance in the second half against Brentford. Maybe play just a little bit better, because I wasn't the biggest fan of that second half performance apart from the goal. But obviously we scored, so we did play better. But it's going to be an interesting game. Again, Brighton just isn't a happy hunting ground for us. It's going to be a tough one. We don't do well there. But let's just hope Leeds United can pull through and get something out of this game, because a point will be huge. 5 points from our first 3 games, and we played Brentford and Brighton. I can't believe I'm saying that. We played Brentford and Brighton. I'm happy with draws with them. God, if you said that 10 years ago, you'd think you're insane. But yeah, let's just hope it's going to be a good result for Leeds United. Well then, hopefully, LFU, you are ready to tackle Brighton away. Make sure to go follow us on socials. It's Lad to Leeds on Instagram and on X. We'll be back on Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday, for our away game at Chelsea. And then, of course, next Monday, Leeds United are at home to Newcastle. So, LFU, whatever you're doing today, however you're watching the match, make sure you have a cracking time. If you're going down to Brighton, create a fantastic atmosphere in that soulless stadium. Let's hope Leeds United can go and get a point, possibly even more. God, that would just make the weekend, won't it? A 3 p.m. kickoff and a good result. That'll be cracking. Come on, Leeds!